Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, all this week, we will be looking at how New York's immigrant communities view the presidential campaign through their local media. As part of WNYC's ongoing series, Feed in Two Worlds, we will talk to reporters from major ethnic papers around the city. We'll start today with Lorenzo Morales, a reporter for El Diario La Prensa. He's covering the Giuliani campaign and is fresh back from trips to Iowa and New Hampshire. Lorenzo, hi. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you for the invitation.
You've been focusing largely on immigration policy, and both of those states have tiny immigrant populations, although I gather illegal immigrants are an issue in Iowa. Was immigration a big issue?
In Iowa, well, I think it was for the candidates mainly who talked about a lot about it. But as you said, there are not many immigrants there. However, there are a lot of people trying to make them vote.
The Giuliani campaign, of course, is betting the house on Florida, and Florida has a huge Hispanic population, and unlike some states, a very large Hispanic Republican population because of the Cubans. Is he trying to appeal to them directly with things other than anti-Castro messages?
Yeah, totally. Actually, in the last weeks and in the last couple of days, he has been touring Florida from top to bottom. And what I find very interesting recently is that he has been trying to address the religious community there, which I think is an attempt by Giuliani to narrow the very short margin he has with Mike Huckabee, which of course has a very strong appeal among evangelical Latinos.
And you wrote an article on how conflicted religious Hispanics here in New York feel about which candidate to support. Is that true on both sides of the aisle?
Yeah, well, I think for Latinos, it's very, especially for those who have very strong religious belief, they have a very strong internal dilemma, because in one hand, of course, they want to follow the Bible word, but at the same time, those candidates who follow the Bible, like Mike Huckabee, of course, they have a very strong stance on immigration. So my impression is that if for many years the Latinos, for them, it was easy to...
Right.
To
now, that's on the Republican side. Here in New York, most Latinos are registered Democrats. Mm-hmm. So how do you see them navigating the black-white or black-female identity wars that are breaking out between wars is too strong, but recent tension between Clinton and Obama, or that choice in general?
Well, in general, they tend to favor Senator Clinton. I think they have a very good memory of the Clinton era, so they tend to be more toward the Clinton side.
Now, on the Republican side, and we're almost out of time, they've been treading this fine line between a tough anti-illegal immigrant stance and trying to woo Hispanic voters in big delegate states around the country. Certainly there are some Republican strategists who think that a Latino vote is necessary to the future of the National Republican Party. Do you see them trying to walk a line, or have they just kind of given it up, with the exception maybe of McCain, to be tough on illegal immigration?
In the case, at least of, for instance, Giuliani, I think there is a lot of strange things going on. For instance, Giuliani has been very has insisted a lot of that all immigrants should speak and write and talk in English.
In English.
But recently he just launched an ad about in Spanish in Florida, which I think it's contradictory.
And we have to leave it there. We hope to have you back as the campaign progresses. Lorenzo Morales, reporter for El Diario La Prensa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation. Thank you.
And WNYC continues to bring you the major presidential campaign debates. The next two are Democratic debates. Tomorrow will air what they call a black-brown issues debate, and that's going to be 11 o'clock tomorrow night on our air from Nevada. That'll be 11 p.m. on AM 820 WNYC. Then next Monday, on Martin Luther King Day, we'll have the Congressional Black Caucus debate among the Democratic hopefuls as well. We thank MSNBC for the rights to tomorrow night's debate. Check out all our election coverage at WNYC.org. Click on Vote 2008. This program is produced by Nuala McGovern with Jim Colgan, Lisa Allison, Kate Hines, and Nadia Zonis today. And intern help from Nora Abramson. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.